It's another Ag News Update. What's something we once had, lost, and might get back? More after this.
Countdown 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
The House recently passed legislation allowing whole milk in school lunches. Wisconsin Representative Tom Tiffany.
I know when we had debate on the floor, one of the people arguing against it said, we've got all these experts that say you shouldn't be doing this, shouldn't be doing that. Well, the experts have really misled people, I believe, over the last few decades, especially, I mean, I'm of an age, I remember when they were saying, boy, we shouldn't be serving whole milk. We should not have butter. We got to pull all this fat, any food that has fat in it, and pull it out. That's not the problem. People do need fat in their diets, and especially children need fat in their diets. The important thing we need to do is make sure that they, I think along with allowing schools to allow a school have their own school lunch program, they should make sure kids go out for recess and get some good exercise. Because it's that combination of things that creates a healthy child. And so this movement to try to remove all fat has actually been counterproductive to people's health. And if I could just extend the point a little bit further, Tony, think about childhood obesity has gotten worse and worse in our country over the last couple decades. While we've had these food standards in place, these food guidelines in place, clearly they're not working.
It's another Ag News Update.